This recording, Michigan 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made it a sanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
It would have to be behind, like, Freeze Tag or Spider and Flies or Mr. Fox, Mr. Fox. Mm. It's like this game where the fox is, like, who is the person who's it. So, like, they stand, like, down at one end and all the other people stand back thing and the fox has his back turned. So you say, "Mr. Fox, Mr. Fox, what time is it?" And then he'll give you a time. And depending on the time, you know, you take however many steps you want, however many steps, like, the time is to get to him. You can take long steps, small steps, whatever you choose. And when he says, "Is it midnight?" Yeah, when he says midnight, you, like, have to, like, get past him or else he'll, like, get you and eat you, basically. So I grew up in Detroit at a time before its current gentrification stage. And it was, I wouldn't say that it's necessarily a good place to be. Just be wary of what's going on around you and, you know, be careful. I remember one time, I'll give you 3 different stories. One time when I was in high school, I was in, like, my ROTC class, and I guess this guy got held up at gunpoint, like, right by my classroom on the stairwell for his glasses, because he had, like, expensive glasses, and, like, some guy who didn't even go to our school had, like, broken the school and was, like, robbed him at our school, so that was weird. Or another time when I was on the bus going home, this guy, like, I didn't know at the time, but I found out afterwards when I got home because it was on the news, like, this guy who was on the bus had, like, an AK-47 in his pants. Like, he had, like, big jogging pants on, I guess, and, like, we saw him because he was, like, making a lot of noise, but, like, he got off the bus and he, like, went and he, like, shot up some people. Like, I saw it on the news afterwards. Or in my high school, the, like, sheriffs, Wayne County sheriffs used to always be there, like, parked there because gangs and stuff used to always be around. Like, this one time this girl got shot in her leg while we were, like, leaving school, because every time we leave school, like, they were always ready, and they used to, like, pepper spray and tear gas us. I mean, it was kind of just life there, so, like, it was kind of normal, I guess. First grade. She was, I don't know. I don't even know why I had a crush on her. I don't know. I think it was just because she was, like, smart, like I was, you know? And, like, not everyone was at the same level in school. Yes. I don't know. I've been blamed for stuff I didn't do a lot. It's like, okay, so one time I was living with my guardian, who was my cousin at the time, and his baby mama's son broke his umbrella. And I told him that his baby mama's son broke his umbrella, and he blamed me for it. He got mad at me and, like, was pissed and beat me up. that happened. No, I left. I mean, I went to a cousin and then like ended up leaving there too, and I went to another cousin, and that situation wasn't too good, and then I graduated from high school, and then I just don't really go back there.